This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm asking you a question. Are you being way too hard on yourself? Sometimes, whether consciously or subconsciously, we can allow one mistake to define us. Today, I want you to know that your mistake can become your miracle. Recently, a listener was inspired to email me after listening to B Moments. He expressed that when we leave this earth, the most significant thing we leave behind is our example. But oftentimes, we buy into the notion that past mistakes have made it impossible to leave an honorable legacy. In other words, our life's example already has a stain on it. The disciple Peter did not buy into this mindset. He knew how to turn his mistake into his miracle. And it is common knowledge that Peter denied Christ not once but three times, right before the crucifixion. Anyone could argue that there could be no greater stain than that. Peter fell, and he fell hard. In the immediate aftermath, he felt unbearable shame, but he chose not to wallow in it for too long. He didn't allow that one reprehensible decision to define his life. There's a second part to his story, one that can't be left out if we are to tell his story honestly. Peter would go on to turn thousands of souls to Christ. I think God uses Peter's life as inspiration for anyone who wants to chart a new path. Is there an area in your life where you're being way too hard on yourself? If so, remember these words. I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Isaiah 43:25. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, make your mistake your miracle.